Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of May, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. More details and rumors are coming out about the iPhone 12 and its lineup. One thing we kind of thought maybe about the entry models is that the storage capacity would start at 128. Well, by all accounts, it's looking that way. At least according to John Prosser of the YouTube channel Front Page Tech, seems the base storage is going to be doubling in size. And from what we can tell, it's going to be for the 5.4-inch and for the 6.1-inch iPhone 12. Though we are hearing the Pro models might even have a terabyte on board. We'll take that one with a bit of grain of salt. Most have been pointing towards the 512 gigabyte. But hey, you never know. Of course, the 4 models are expected to have those OLED displays, 5G support too, and of course it's a given, the faster A14 chip. Now no, it ain't groundbreaking news. In fact, it's kind of just going with what Apple's been doing for the last few models anyways. They've actually increased the base storage of their capacity in the newest iPhones over the last few years. Remember 16 to 32? That started with the iPhone 7, and then 32 to 64 with the iPhone 8. Yeah, you can see where this is going. So yeah, it wasn't much of a stretch to come up with this one. Chromebook lovers out there, that Lenovo Chromebook Duet, been wondering where the hell it's at? Well, it's here. Took a heck of a long time, but Lenovo has finally made it available. Yes, that 10.1-inch Chromebook Duet finally went on sale for $280. Now, believe it or not, that price, yep, comes with a detachable keyboard, too. Take that, Apple. Though if you're sitting there thinking, wow, what a deal, what's on board? Don't expect much. We're looking at a MediaTek P60T processor.
Yeah.
4 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah.
And 128 gigabytes of storage. Yeah, not too bad. Plus, there's an 8-megapixel rear camera and a 2-megapixel front camera. You know, just so you don't look too good for those online meetings. Other features in Lenovo's budget Chromebook include up to 10 hours of battery life and an actually nice display at 1920 by 1200. Spotify users ready to grab the people around you and say, hey, let's have a listening session. Well, premium users out there, you can now be the DJ. And you can share your jams with anybody in your immediate vicinity. Yes, it's called group sessions. That's what Spotify's calling this. And it's actually available in beta starting today. Again, premium users only, and the ones you share these jams with, they've also got to be premium users. How it actually works is the host will share a scannable Spotify code. You get the idea, they'll scan that code and on with the jam you go. Basically, the host will have complete control of playback, play, pause, skip, select tracks, you get it. Yep, you're the DJ. They'll either love you or hate you. Look for new features to be evolving over the coming months. And all of this, of course, will be taken into account from users' feedback. And finally, if you're looking for Instagram Lite, whoop, it's gone. Yes, according to Android Police, Instagram Lite on Android is no longer available in the Play Store. What kind of sucks if you were a Lite user of the app, and we all know that most users with a Lite app, yeah, they don't really have the RAM capacity to use the new one. Well, they've been greeted with a screen when they fire up their Lite app, saying, hey, go download the regular app, and probably enjoy a much crappier experience. Now, when reaching out to Instagram/Facebook, they're yet to say why they've pulled the Lite app. From what we're hearing, they just weren't satisfied with the Lite version as it was. And apparently, they might be going back to the drawing board. As for when it will be reappearing in the Play Store, we have no earthly idea. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find the news show, of course. Get subscribed to the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. And, of course, you can find all of our wonderful podcasts on iTunes and other popular podcast platforms. We're, of course, on Twitter. Give us a follow over there at British Tech. And Facebook, too. You can give us a like at British Tech Network. And our community over at our Slack room. Come join us today for so much fun. Come on by at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.